Yeah, you're home, finally. Huck.
I missed you.
What am I wearing? I'm just wearing one of your hoodies. I know it's a bit big on me, yeah, but it looks cute, doesn't it? No, I'm not wearing pants. Pants is for losers. I'm wearing undies. Am I not allowed to do that? No, it's just for comfort reasons, I promise. Listen, I'm a cat boy. I'm allowed to not wear pants. Stop teasing me about it. How was your day at work? Oh. By the look on your face, it wasn't that good, yeah. Makes me sad that you're sad. But no worries. I will cheer you up. I promise. I can make hot chocolate and give you cuddles and lay in bed with you. You can hug me with your big hoodie on and you can put your arms around me and we can cuddle. Come on, it's gonna make you feel better. I promise. Yeah, I'll get started on the hot chocolate. You just go and lay in bed, okay? I'll be right there. I love you. I'll be right there. Look what I got.
Hot chocolate for you and hot chocolate for me.
Here, it's gonna make you feel better, but careful though, it's a bit hot. I made it just the way you like it, with some marshmallows. It's gonna help you get warm. Yeah, I do have to say, I'm really good at making hot chocolate, right? meow.
I'm gonna get in bed with you.
So, can you tell me about what happened at work?
What?
People were rude to you? Well, why though? You're just doing your job. They just didn't treat you with respect. I don't like to hear that. It makes me a little mad though, that they don't treat my boyfriend Master Nia with respect. Just a bunch of Karens, by the way.
You don't have to worry about it. Those people just, they're in a rush and they're rude, and don't pay attention to them. Pay attention to me.
I will never treat you bad like that. Ever. Ever.
I love cuddling you. You're so warm.
Listen, those people don't know you like the way I do. And I don't care what they say to you, Nia, I will always care so much about you. And I know you, and I know who you are, and I know you're wonderful. I love you.
You're still not cheered up, are you? Well, what did they say to you then?
What? They said you were stupid when you couldn't count the money right.
Did you make a mistake with the money again?
Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay. That happens sometimes. And they should be patient with you when that happens.
It's not your fault that money's complicated, Nia. I don't understand anything about money.
Are you crying?
No, don't cry. It's not worth crying over. No, come on. You don't have to cry, Nia. I have an idea. I'll cheer you up by licking away the tears from your cheek. This is gonna feel nice. Here. You smile a bit. Tastes a bit salty though, but as long as it's your tears, I'm happy to lick them away from your cheek. Hold your hands. Thank you. Your hands are so warm and so soft, and I love them so much. Do you want me to stroke you a bit somewhere? Like your belly, or your chest, or your arm? I'm good at giving arm massages. Can I give you an arm massage? Okay. Listen, sweetheart, master boyfriend, yeah. It's okay. You don't need to be everyone's friend. And people are gonna be rude to you sometimes. But not all people, I promise. Even though they can say mean things and stuff, they probably don't mean it. They're probably just focused on their own struggles, and everybody has something that is not going right for them. The most important thing is that I love you, and you can always come home and cuddle me, and I'll always make you hot chocolate or food, or I'll give you pets, or you can give me pets and hair strokes and tail stroke. Yeah, that's not the point. Listen, look at me. Look at me. I love you. And it doesn't matter what anyone says in the store. All that matters is when you're done with your job, then you get to go home to me, away from all those stupid people that don't respect you, yeah. They don't matter at all to us. Yep. Yeah. Wanna just fall asleep together and forget about today? Tomorrow is a new day, and I'm sure it will be better. And if it's not gonna be better, I'll just come visit you at the store, and I'll meow really loudly to scare them away, the angry customers, and I'll get really angry at them, and I'll teach them a lesson. Why are you smiling? I would do that. That's not a joke. I would kick their asses. Meow. I would kick their asses. Yeah, I would do it all for you because I love you so much. So much. And I love licking your cheeks. And I love giving you kisses. And I love holding you in my arms. And I love how you always let me wear your hoodies. Although they don't fit on me. But you told me I look cute in them, right? Then I'll keep wearing them. I'll tell you a secret.
you a secret, yeah. But you need to promise me not to tell anyone. So, the reason I wear your hoodies, it's because they smell like you. And I just love the way you smell. And then I can smell like you all day. And then I don't miss you as much. Yeah, because I do really miss you. And I always look forward to seeing you at the end of the day. Because you're my boyfriend and my master. And you're kind of responsible for me. And I love you. And I can't really describe how much I love being in your arms and holding your hand and getting pets everywhere from you. I just love you. Can I give you a kiss? Thank you. I hope you feel a bit better now. I really hope you do. How about we forget about this day and we just fall asleep, just you and me and this comfy bed. You can put your hands underneath my hoodie and then you can just pull me in and hug me as tight as you want. Yeah, and I'll be super warm to cuddle with. You can just hold me like a pillow or something. I'll be here to comfort you with my warmth. And I'll purr for you so you can relax and fall asleep fast. Does that sound good? Okay. Come here. I always love it when you put your hand on my belly and my chest. It's so comforting and warm. I love feeling your hot breath in my neck. Yeah, and feeling your heartbeat.